The legislation called Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment Bill Number 2 gives the president unfettered powers to appoint judges without parliamentary review and drops a clause from the constitution requiring the president to have a running mate. The bill, which passed by a vote of 65 to 10, had majority support from senators of the ruling ZANU-PF and some from members of the opposition MDC-T party. Together they end the two-thirds majority it required for passage in a development which analysts say hands the president the much-desired dictatorship he has long sought. They say it endangers human rights and the separation of powers in the country. Many ordinary citizens, civil society organizations, and other opposition political parties fought to prevent MDCT senators from joining with the ruling party to pass the legislation which they say ensures President Mnangagwa's grip on power. The Senate vote was the final stage of the bill before it is signed into law. The amendment states that the president is not required to consult the Judicial Services Commission for the appointment of the judges to the higher courts. The bill also raises the age of judges from 70 years to 75 years. Human rights lawyer Doug Coulter says it is now up to citizens to resist the amendments, which he says spell doom for democracy.
In the space of just a month, two constitutional amendment bills have been fast-tracked through Parliament, violating all manner of parliamentary procedures and constitutional requirements. And the theme of both of those amendment bills is the consolidation of power in the person of the president and the undermining of virtually every independent institution that we have to provide checks and balances on government, be that the judiciary, parliament, the prosecutor general, and other institutions.
Coulter says the judiciary, which helps sustain a culture of human rights and democracy, is all but compromised. And he says the collusion of the opposition MDCT with the ruling party is fatal.
Perhaps the most tragic thing about all of it is that this has been achieved by the complicity or the co-option of an opposition that has essentially been installed into parliament by the regime. To understand this, we have to go back to what happened last year, where essentially the courts handed the keys of control to the main opposition MDC alliance, to a tiny faction called the MDCT that had received less than 1% of the vote at the 2018 election.
Political analyst Effie Nguwe agrees with Coulter, saying that democratic institutions have been usurped.
What we are seeing is a president who is attempting to create a monarchy out of what is supposed to be a constitutional presidency. Amendment number 2 kills the independent judiciary. It dilutes the strength of the legislature by making both arms of government dependent on an imperial presidency. The death of an independent judiciary means the death of human rights.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has condemned the development as retrogressive and authoritarian. Dewama Vinga weighs in, saying the amendment
will be the final nail in the coffin of Zimbabwe's shattered international image. There is no country that can claim to be open for democracy, open for business, that shuts down space for separation of powers, for the rule of law, and for the opposition and for citizens to thrive. This is clearly one of the steps that the Mnangagwa government is taking towards a one-party state, to try and criminalize and outlaw legitimate, viable opposition in Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, in a move which observers say is too little too late, Norris Nyati of the MDCT, led by Douglas Monzora, has resigned in protest over his party's support for the amendment. He says the bill fails to condemn the government's continued persecution of human rights and opposition activists. But the state-run Herald newspaper says the legislation extends a quota guaranteeing 60 seats in the parliament for women and provides for 10 seats for youths. And it says that by allowing the president to name judges, the legislation is in keeping with the rules governing the judiciary in many other countries. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.